I cannot change. Hit it here, deep off in the main.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Ryan Seacrest, and today I'm here with Henry Schifrin. You're just a guest on the Seacrest show. Good morning, America.
Good morning to the listeners, all of our great listeners out here, US of A.
Classic.
Beautiful country. Wonderful country.
So we have a very, very, very special theme for you guys today.
Yes. Our theme is our show.
But worded a little bit differently. So you've heard of Great Songs for Dads, but have you heard of...
Are you ready? Have you heard of
Dad's Songs for Greats? Henry and I, which some of you may have picked up on, are in linguistics together this semester, so we think a lot about words.
We think a lot about words, about the order that they're in.
The order thereof.
Yeah, the order of... we think a lot about words in the of order.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes you might have noticed that you can find words in many places, including songs.
And
guess what we're gonna do on this radio show today.
Restaurant menus. Sit down at a restaurant and you're like trying to order off the menu and you're like, oh, all of these words.
Man, I wish I knew how to read.
Man, I wish I knew what these meant. Mic check. Sync. Are we synced?
Do you wanna do some smooth jazz? But we create it right now?
Yeah.
Alright, what instrument do you want?
I'm gonna be the saxophone.
Okay, I'm gonna dance. They're just gonna have to trust that I'm dancing. After you. And this has been Dad Songs for Greats.
Yeah, I'm sure that's
you're
our
starting
show,
to
everybody.
Notice
that's
some differences in today's
that
show.
That was a Thelonious Monk, actually. Okay, so kicking off our show, we have Get Lucky, not by Daft Punk, although we
have some Daft Punk
maybe foreshadowing something here. I don't know. What could Henry be scheming? No, but we have Get Lucky by Heat Miser off of their album Mike City Suns. This is not their debut album. It's their most popular album. Heat Miser, I started listening to them. This is Elliot Smith's band before he blew up with his solo career. And so I'm cheating a little bit by putting in two Elliott Smith songs 2 weeks in a row, but one of them is not really an Elliott Smith song. I like it. This is Elliott Smith when he's like more like punk rocky. Mm. He's in like a counterculture band. He has like dyed hair and stuff.
You know, some people say that Elliott Smith is the new Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah?
What do you think about that?
I think that they're...
I think it's a very... it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I see it.
I also agree. I think... a lot of people are saying that, Elliott Smith is the new, Secretary of State.
did you hear that Joe Biden legalized the Beatles?
No way!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not to get political on that.
Not to get political, but let's get lucky now.
Let's.
Let me put you in the play. Fine, you deserve the heart.
If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Not my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on the slow move, it's the same way you showed me. You could fly and you feel south, up north getting cold soon. The way it is when dry land, so someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, showed me. And you showed me love and the glory from above. We got my dear, it's
just heard Pink and White, which is Remy Wolf covering a song by Frank Ocean, who other people might know as Frocean. Now that you come to mention it, Remy Wolf is also known as
Rolf.
But, you know, amongst the very elite class of music listeners.
If your circle isn't discussing investment banking, crypto at 30 and calling Frank Ocean Frocean and Remy Wolf Rolf, then you need to find a new circle.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, Henry and I collectively have invested in about 36 banks. Is that right, Henry? Oh, dude, we have a call? Is that a call?
Is that a call? We have a call.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
all
wow.
Right, hold on.
God, I'm going to need another bank. I'm going to need to invest in another bank.
Wait, where is...
Oh, we never know how to do this.
Okay, I'm going to try. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, hi, how's it going?
How you doing?
How you doing, caller?
How about yourself?
We're doing okay, we're doing okay.
Dude, I love the music selection. It's pretty groovy.
Well, thank you. We did it just for you.
Yeah, we're trying our best here.
Of course, my name is Jeff. I'm here with Jason, by the way.
Yep. Oh, all the way from Ithaca, New York. Jason and Mr. Bialas.
Not yet. We're on the road right now. You know, on the road again. Like, you know that song?
Yeah.
Maybe play that one.
Can you sing it for us?
On the road again. Come on now, on the road again.
Yeah, that's the one.
On the road again.
Yeah.
On the road again.
Yeah,
thank you.
Jeff, I know.
You guys are
killing it. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it a lot. I know that you're a little bit of a singer yourself, so I appreciate you performing on our show.
I appreciate, they call me the songbird of our generation.
So. Yeah. Oh, you know, I've heard that.
Jason, is there anything that you want to perform for us? Right now?
Henry, I actually have Matt McCormick here with me in the car, too.
Oh, really?
I think he would love to rap a little bit. Yeah.
Mr. McCormick, yeah, can we get a little bit of a rap?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. You know, I've been toolkitting some things for a while now.
Yeah, give him a beat.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that, but I actually did go to the Jack Harlow concert on Friday. Speaking of that...
Nice. How was Mr. Harlow?
Mr. Young Harlow Easy was fire, you know?
It was a good concert?
New album. Oh. Yeah, it was great. At Barclays, you know, First Class, it's a great song. You know, I went up to, like, every person, a lot of girls I knew, and didn't know, and said, "What's poppin'?" it was pretty funny.
Yeah. You know? It works every time. It works every time I come into the studio. That's exactly what I asked Daniela.
And every time, he's right. It works.
It works. All right.
Let's pop it. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
It's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, thank you all for contributing to
radio.
Of course. Just wanted to check in. Yeah.
Of course. Safe travels on the way to Ithaca. Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the road again. Yep.
On the road again. Classic. See you later. And that was a caller.
People can call in. Sometimes they know that, sometimes they don't. And so we're going to continue on with the show now, back here in beautiful, scenic Somerville, Massachusetts, with we're going to get lucky in a different way.
What way?
In a way that isn't Get Lucky by Heat Miser.
But it's not. It's also not Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
No, it is Face to Face by Daft Punk off of their sophomore album, Discovery. This is an incredible album. I love it. And this is a really cool song. And find somebody next to you, grab their face, put it to your face, because this is Face to Face.
Oh, we need two more faces?
Yeah. Face is so good. Why isn't there a face too?
Oh. Face. But we need a face.
Well, there
is. Got to face the face at some point.
Yeah, it's like when the sequel to Face is made, it's like face two, colon, face. And then subtitle, Face.
You know, definitely.
By Daft Punk.
Cute.
Yep.
This be my understanding. It's not your fault. I
was being too demanding. I must admit, it's my pride that made me distant. All because I hoped that you'd be someone different. There's not much I know about you. Fear will always make you blind. But the answer is in clear view. It's amazing what you'll find face to face.
Hello, caller. Are you there, caller? I am ending Daft Punk early for you.
Hello. Hello.
Please call in.
Ghost?
Again.
Hey.
We saw you were calling. We didn't really play because it was the middle of a song.
Was that a prank?
And we don't like to do that. So this is your chance to call back or else we're going to go into the next song.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, come on.
Was that caller?
That wasn't.
Caller. Hey, come on, caller.
Come on, caller.
Caller, you know you want to call in.
All right, let's go to bird time.
Yeah, you missed your chance.
This is Andrew Bird.
Sucks to
his
suck.
Song, Pulaski.
Sucks to suck, caller.
Chicago.
Alright, you just heard Lana Del Rey's cover of Sublime's Doin' Time off of their 1996 self-titled album Sublime. This is from her album Norman Freaking Rockwell, which is exactly what it's called. We're not self-censoring at all.
Not at all. We would never lie to you.
We would never
lie. And you guys may be aware of the fact that if you listen to literally one word spoken by Lana Del Rey, just one word, you're sexist.
I hate women.
So now all of you listeners have to go check
quote
your biases.
Quote me on that. Publicize it. Tufts Daily, are you listening?
Tufts Daily, Tufts, you guys are just as guilty as we are.
Tufts Daily, you have the juicy, juicy quote right there. Publish it.
Lana Del Rey
you.
Will single-handedly support the patriarchy.
I'm getting... Cancel me. I dare you for listening to Lana Del Rey.
Do it.
Do it. Do it now.
Cancel
Do it.
Me, observe.
Person who we know who is editor of the chief of the Tufts Daily... If you're listening, I invite you to cancel me.
Anyway, before that, I didn't really give it much of a introduction. That was Pulaski by Andrew Bird. And it's kind of, his most popular song is called Pulaski at Night, which is kind of what you just heard, except not as upbeat and a little bit like, just like the backing instruments are different. I think it's kind of cool that he covered his own song. The same way another band might, you know, he changed it, he made it its own thing, but it's the same same lyrics, same tune. Yeah. I don't know. I think that's very interesting. Listen to Pulaski at night. I love Andrew Bird. A good Bird moment.
Bird?
Let us know if you guys have any Bird moments. Bird?
Yeah, call and tell us your favorite Bird moment. But only, this is important. We've been getting a few callers. Don't call in during a song. We will not answer you.
We'd rather you interrupt us than Lana Del Rey.
Yeah, we'd rather you interrupt us talking right now about how I should be canceled than during a song.
For that matter, please do call. Yeah. Please do interrupt.
Please do call and share your favorite Bird moment. And now, coming up, you know, Daniela, I've been feeling really sick lately.
Wait, I'm sorry. What kind of feeling?
I have this feeling.
Is it more like this feeling or that feeling?
I have this feeling and I think I'm sick.
Are you shaking?
I think I've come down with a case of the Alabama Shakes.
Anyway, this is This Feeling by Alabama Shakes off of their album Sound and Color.
I'm so sick, guys.
Why you would become clear? I spent all this time trying to play now to find my way here. See, I've been having me a real hard time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So I just kept dreaming. Yeah, I just kept dreaming. It wasn't very hard. I spent all this time trying to figure out why nobody on my side. See, I've been having me a real good time, but it feels so nice to know I'm gonna be alright. So please don't take my feelings. Thank you.
You realize the sun doesn't go down. It's just an illusion caused by the world spinning.
All right, guys, you just heard Do You Realize by The Flaming Lips.
Are your lips flaming after hearing it?
Are your lips flaming? My lips are chapped.
If they're not flaming, then something didn't work.
Exactly. Now, do you realize that we are a community radio station?
And based on that, we are always obliged by the world to provide you with a public service announcement.
Yeah, we need to inform our listeners with a PSA. So
we're going to have a very real conversation for you.
Yeah. Imagine Mind's Eye. It's a one-act play. It's called Next Trip to the River. So close your eyes. We're going to fill you in. So
take it away. Laura, welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, Karen, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've gotta get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Arr.
Hey! Wait! You gotta make sure you pick that up!
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True. But all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste. Which, no Oxford comma. Trash! And dog waste.
Trash and dog waste.
You'll go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers. Do you want to do this together?
Sure.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water.
We want to keep it swimmable and boatable.
Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. That was
brilliant. Brilliant.
That was directed and written by T.S. Eliot. Next up, we have a song by Madison Cunningham called The Life, or just Life According to Rachel. Rachel is spelled in a weird way with the letters rearranged, which is appropriate for our show today, which is great.
Dad songs for greats.
For songs. Yep. Henry, can you click the buttons on it? Because I'm at an awkward angle here.
Thank you. Shout out to the Mystic River Watershed Association. You need better staff writers.
How long will you wait? it feels like tears and memories all we have. Once I knew it, I was always a know-it-all. Thought I would always find you there, sitting in your TV chair. Well, Tom is in a bar having a laugh somewhere. The nurse said you were waiting for me to let go. Thank you.
I'm sorry. No, say what you're gonna say.
Interpol. So you just heard "Say Hello to the Angels" by Interpol off of their debut album "Turn on the Bright Lights." Awesome album. It slays. It slaps. It bops. It purrs.
No, it yasses. Henry, you gotta stop, Henry.
It cores.
Henry's trying to get decanceled for gremlin being sexist modes. From making us listen to Lana Del Rey.
It TikToks.
You know what you sound like is the tweet that we were just talking about. There's like Amtrak advertising.
Official Amtrak Twitter account.
Official Amtrak Twitter. It's like,
guys, if you're not following Amtrak on Twitter, I don't know. Funny. I don't like. What are you doing with your social media?
It was like, stop trying to be real. Instead, be on a train. Like one word.
And it's like so true. So true. Actually, so true.
Don't be real. Be on a train.
Be on a train. So true. Be on a train. All right, guys.
Once a day, every 24 hours, everyone gets on the train at the same time.
All right, guys. We have a song coming up. Are you guys, are you listeners, are you guys fans of Stranger Things?
Do you guys want to get your legs a little bit tired? You guys
want to? Oh, yeah.
You see what I did there?
I was like staring at you. I had no idea. Yeah. Are you fans of Stranger Things? Because we have a song coming up for you. But first, before you play this, I need to make a statement. All of you people, all of you guys who like watch Stranger Things and now are like, oh, I love Kate Bush. Oh my God, Kate Bush running up that hill. I love that. Fake fan.
This isn't for
fake
you.
Fake fan.
This
You're a fake fan. I listen to Hounds of Love. I listen to the whole album. Talk about, listen to Waking the Witch. Listen to actual title track Hounds of Love. What about The Dreaming? Have you even read The Dreaming? Or like, listen to,
have you read it?
Have you read the sheet music?
The English major and Henry coming out.
Have you read the sheet music for The Dreaming? No. Have you listened? I was there from the start. I was there from Wuthering
Henry
Heights.
Henry actually played the saxophone first, on this album.
Yeah. Wuthering Heights. I heard the first song written by a woman to hit number one on the UK charts. I was there for that. It's me. It's Kathy. I'm home.
Oh, I see you.
So cold.
It's me.
Let me in through your window.
It's me, Kathy. I've come home.
All right, that was
pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, should we do Running Up the Hill now?
Yeah, that was my rant.
Wait, but should we sing Running Up the Hill now? Mm-hmm. I want to do the chorus.
If only could, I'd make a deal with God, and I'd get her to swap our places.
Keep running up that hill.
Keep running up that road.
Keep running up that building. Okay, so
right,
here's
Running
Up That
Hill.
You
guys don't even have to listen to the song.
Here's the
now.
Cover of what we just sang, our song. This is Kate Bush covering.
Kate Bush stole that.
Running Up That
actually.
Hill by Henry and Daniela.
She stole that.
And then we'll probably close off, and then we could do one more song.
Yeah. We'll see.
Thunder in our hearts.
All right, so you just heard Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God by Kate Bush off of Hounds of Love, and this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And we hope that you guys all stay chill.
Yeah, stay chill.
You know our classic sign-off.
Our classic catchphrase that we do every single show.
Okay, Somerville, stay chill.
Stay chill, Somerville.
No, I could have come up with that
you
one.
You missed it.
I really
you
did.
Really
I missed
out
on the very obvious opportunity. And stay tuned for the next show. It's going to be a good one.
Probably.
We think.
We're manifesting it.
Thank you.
Can't keep track of where it's traveling. I got my heart, but my heart's no good. And you're the only one that's understood. I come along, but I don't know where you're taking me. I shouldn't go, but you're itching, dragging, shaking me.